What's up, everybody? It's your boy Cam Farmer. I'm back with another episode with Dad Jerong, including my guy Parker. I don't know if y'all heard some of him bark. Feels good to be back, and I'm excited. Went to Nashville last weekend with the family. Saw mom speak at a conference, and she did really well. Saw my family, saw some old friends, saw some new friends, met some new friends, I should say. But yeah, now let's get back to the topic at hand. Biggest topic in the NBA is Jaylen Brown at the moment. You can go ahead and ask your question, Mom.
All right. So what grade would you guys give Jaylen Brown's contract?
You mean to go first? Oh, go ahead.
Well, okay. So his contract
is
the largest in NBA history.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting is that although he has the biggest contract in history, that may be short-lived. Why? I'll tell you. Because the salary cap for the NBA continues to grow.
Correct.
And so as the salary cap continues to grow, you know, his teammate, Jason Tatum, is on his tail. So it's possible that Jason Tatum will have the largest NBA contract in history. So I think it's great. I mean, look, it's 304 million. Yeah, I give it an A++++, especially because of his desire to pour back into the community. He wants to close the wealth gap in Boston. He wants to bring Black Wall Street in. There is a huge disparity. I think Massachusetts is rated like the 10th in the country as far as the inequity in wealth. So I like the fact that it's not just about the money. I think I can't remember the person's name, but they were saying that, you know, for them, it's not just about the money. It's that Jaylen is a Celtic. He embodies the mind of a Celtic. I think he's also like the VP of the NBA Player Association. So what he does off the court is just as important. So A++++.
Well said. Yeah, I agree. I do think that the contract, the $300 million contract, to your point with the salary cap increasing, but within a salary cap, you still have those parameters. So you being most notably Brad Stevens and the executive leadership, they're going to have to be shrewd in how they take care of, obviously they've taken care of Jaylen Brown, Tatum is next, but now you have to construct a roster around them to win, which to this point, to be the Celtics in the stature that they have and the team and the talent that they've had, they have not done so. So from a personal standpoint, I think it's great. And I mean, Jaylen Brown's a great guy off the court. Like you said, he's done a lot, continues to do a lot. Was well-spoken, thought of highly in the NBA. I think it's great. But the challenge now is for Boston to be able to construct a team around him and Tatum to compete.
Well, when is the last time they won a championship?
2008.
Whoa. Yep. So that's a huge investment in someone. Now, did they go to the finals last year?
They went to the finals last year and they played the Warriors, but no disrespect to them, they weren't gonna win.
So I mean,
they put up a good fight. They won game one, but like they weren't going. Not with Steph playing the way that he was playing.
Yeah.
Draymond being the facilitator and playmaker that he was being. I didn't really have them winning a series anyway.
So Cameron, before you begin, Bay, what grade would you give the contract?
I mean, at this point, honestly, what I have done that? No.
What would you have done?
Not about 300 mil.
Not 300 mil.
I mean, prior to Brown's contract, Jokic had the biggest one at 276.
Mm-hmm.
I might would have matched that.
290 at most.
Well, I mean, when you get in that realm, 290 is 300. What's 10 million when you're getting paid 290?
Sheesh.
At most.
But I think now the residual effect is guys and their agents are going, they're going to want that kind of money.
Yeah.
And is Brown really worth 300 million?
Nope.
No.
No. I don't think so. Guy's a great player. But you typically give your lead guy that kind of money. And on the Celtics team, he's not that guy. He's just not. It's Tatum's team.
But yeah, so I'd say so.
And now Boston has made changes. They traded Marcus Smart. You know, they brought in Porzingis.
Don't know why they did that.
That one, really, Smart was the leader of the team. And you trade him away. So now it's going to be interesting to see just how Boston is going to, once again, you got to have guys around them. They got rid of Grant Williams.
So?
They got rid of their best two defenders.
Yeah.
So what grade?
Oh, I'm sorry. You asked the question. Answer your question. I would say, I want to say incomplete, but I guess initially, I guess I would give it a B.
A B? Okay. Jaden Cam?
Honestly, I give it a B minus. I'm not saying that. Do I believe that he's worth 300 million? No, but is he worth? He's not worth. Let me rephrase. He's not worth 300 million, but he's not $150 million $150 million guy player like Jeremy Grant. In my personal opinion.
I want to know who his agent is.
I want to know who his agent is, you know, because Jeremy Grant.
His agent got him paid.
Golly, man.
That's what your agent is supposed to do. He's supposed to get me paid.
Get me paid. That's cool.
He got him paid.
But, man, I want to know who Jeremy Grant's agent is. But, no, it's tricky because Jaylen Brown, he is a top 10 scorer in the league. He's set career highs or has met his career highs in points, assists, rebounds, steals. And it's kind of like, what is Brass even going to do with Jason Tatum? Now, Jaylen Brown has been known to not use his left hand, which in the NBA, at the highest level, you are expected to do as such. Dribble with your left hand, dunk with your left hand, finish with your left hand, pass with your left hand, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown has been known to not do that. Not to say he's not a good player. Obviously, he's a good player if he's making over $300 million. But Jaylen Brown, I will admit, from the on-the-court perspective, I agree with that. He's a great dude off the court. He, you know, wants to reinvest his money back into the Boston community, give access to men and women of color, you know, and give them access to resources, you know, in terms of equity and resources within the Boston community. But on the court, they've been to multiple conference finals and has only had one finals appearance to show for it. And the last time they won a championship was, again, back in 2008 with a Pierce, Garnett, Allen, and Rondo-led team.
Mm.
And Kendrick Perkins was on that team as well. Furthermore, the Boston Celtics, you lose your two best defenders in Grant Williams and Marcus Smart, who was the Defensive Player of the Year last year. Grant Williams, a 3-and-D wing. Man, in my personal opinion, great body to have. You guard your bigger offensive players, like people like Joel Embiid. But then you got Kristaps Porzingis in the process. I like Kristaps Porzingis. But what is he going to do? You know, I mean, in my personal opinion, Al Horford's not getting any younger. But I will say all this to say this. I have high expectations for Jaylen Brown. I think we all have high expectations for Jaylen Brown. But at the same time, I don't think 304 was the proper. Now, if you're his agent, you are screaming for joy because you at least, because you're getting that, you know, between 4 to 10% of that salary. I don't know how the new collective bargaining agreements work now, but from what I know about agent fees, they get between 4 to 10% of their salaries. So yeah, obviously you have, you now have an offensive load to carry along with Jason Tatum. And, you know, I just hope that they don't burn out. He doesn't burn out before the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, even if you do, you can think back, you know, I don't care. I know I won a championship, but I'm getting paid my money. Like, I'm not tripping. But at the same time, you're getting paid over $300 million. The first $300 million contract in NBA history. You got a lot is required of you. So I give it a B minus. But I want him to prove me wrong. I want to see them go back to the finals. I want to see them compete, but I don't see how that, I'm not saying it won't happen, but it's kind of hard for me to see them at the top of the East with Marcus Smart gone and Grant Williams gone. I can see if Grant Williams didn't leave, but yeah. What you think, Jaden?
See, honestly, you take Tatum off the court. Jaylen Brown doesn't really do too much. I mean, granted, he was, what, ninth in scoring this year, which isn't bad, but I don't think he's worth no $300 mil. Like, at most, you probably give him about 280. If Jokic is it had 276, mm-hmm. 280, I would have been better off with the 280 deal. But 300, nah, I don't. Mm-mm. And with him, it's just like,
you know, in the last year of his deal, he's gonna get $69 million.
Crazy.
Overpaid. Can you say pressure?
Ain't no pressure for him.
I think it's pressure. That is pressure.
When you're getting paid that much money in NBA, there's really no pressure.
Yes, there
if
is.
If you don't perform, who's going to?
He's still going to get paid, right?
Exactly. I'm still getting $60 million. But if I don't perform, who's going to talk? Stephen A's going to talk about me? Oh, boo-hoo. I'm going to get talked about ESPN. Oh, no.
There is
the end of the world. I'm going to be on first take. No. I'm getting $60 million. I really don't care about
that. But think about it. We've seen these players get these big-time contracts. People like Trae Young. People like Ben Simmons. People like Tobias Harris.
In all sports.
And when you get that type of money, you are expected to produce for the team that has given you.
You gotta win.
You gotta win. And bro.
Who's gonna hurt that? Who's gonna hurt from that situation the most? Not the player. It's gonna be the team.
Okay, I mean, obviously the player is not gonna hurt the most
because he's guaranteed
to get that money.
Invested so this amount of money in you.
Of course. So
they don't perform. And honestly, I'm not saying he should automatically not perform. NBA players, they're perfect. Most of them are perfectionists mm-hmm. in their game.
Ego, yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm getting paid. I'm not going to perform. I'm not saying he's doing that. But what I'm saying is, if he doesn't perform, it's like we all get, oh, he doesn't perform. He's going to. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, a lot of these players that got all these, that made it to these second, third contracts, that didn't perform, they really don't. They don't care about the backlash. Because
of course,
why I got would you? My bag. Like, why that's would really you? It.
I wouldn't care about the backlash either if I'm getting paid $20 million a year. Hello. But at the same time, you're going on public record saying you have all these players in all professional sports that sit out of their training camps because they're not happy with their contract. Now, when you get the contract, when the owners get you these contracts and the general manager and the president of basketball ops get you these contracts, you don't want to perform. You don't want to perform for the years to come when you get you got your money, but now you're nowhere to be seen. That's what is all guaranteed. So of course you're not going to worry about the backlash because boo hoo, you're set for life. That's good, and nobody's not taken away from that. But when you're a person of Jaylen Brown's stature, you're expected to produce. And I'm not saying he hasn't produced, but golly, what you going to do now? Marcus Smart not there, Grant Williams not there, and a lot of people can say what they want to about Grant Williams. Mavericks, that was one of the biggest steals of the offseason was getting Grant Williams in that sign and trade.
They can't play no defense.
Huh?
Because Mavericks can't play no defense.
Okay, yeah, no, that's true.
But what I'm saying. That's what teams need to pay players about on what they've done instead of what we think you can do. That's what I'm saying. Well, if you look back on what Jaylen Brown has done, I'll tell you right, I guarantee you right now he has not done enough for enough $300 million.
Oh, I agree. That's why we're having this conversation.
So if they would have taken that approach, I guarantee that $300 million would not have been on the table.
I know, and I agree.
Unless you're Jason Tatum.
I Jason Tatum really hadn't done much either.
But Jason Tatum, he's the franchise player.
But
that stipulation,
he's the franchise player. He's the franchise player.
Yeah, but with that stipulation alone, you're automatically in another round.
I agree, but in my personal opinion, a lot of people not going to agree with me.
I forgot who you say Jalen Brown better than Jason Tatum.
Okay, that was months ago. Oh, relax.
What was the most craziest take?
I said that skillfully. I meant that skillfully.
Like, what happened with Tatum got hurt?
Okay, relax. I get that.
What happened with Tatum got hurt?
They lost, but still.
Oh,
hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, but I'm saying this. I get the culture of the game. You give the most popular players the big time contracts. If you want to be honest, I would, you know, the conversation we had about Jason Tatum, would you let Tatum go first or would you let Brown go first?
Brown all
and
day.
Y'all said Brown go first.
Of yours.
I would, if I was Brad Stevens and a genie appeared in front of me from Aladdin, gave me three wishes. You know what one of those wishes would be? I would let Jaylen Brown go for something in return, but keep Marcus Smart. If you ask me, and I say this with all due respect,
you're a genie for that. You gotta be a good GM.
You think they're gonna get Marcus Smart back?
No.
You said if a genie came to me
and gave you three wishes,
yes. you could get a deal for Jaylen Brown and keep Marcus Smart. I'm pretty sure.
No. I know. That's why I used the genie analogy. Because in my personal opinion, even though they don't have jaw for the first, Memphis doesn't have jaw for the first 25 games of the season, Memphis, I ain't sleeping on Memphis. You saw how they won 25 games a few years. They won 25 games without him.
I'm sleeping on Memphis.
You're sleeping on Memphis? Yeah. I'm not sleeping on Memphis.
On Memphis, but I'm not licking on Memphis either.
As of
right now, in my opinion, they're a mid team that just talks a lot. Like, it's really. Now I will go to. I will watch a Grizzlies game.
They got rid of Dylan Brooks.
I'll watch a Memphis game.
I love to have a Dylan.
They gotta
Brooks
grow up. You gotta grow up.
You do.
You have to grow up for like. If I'm in the locker room with Dylan Brooks, and we got a playoff game against LeBron James, right? And he's talking smack. You telling me 14 other dudes plus the coaching staff in there didn't come up and be like, hey, bro, you gotta chill out, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And for him to not even do anything, like, he didn't even do anything, bro.
Okay, yes, you're right. Dylan Brooks
is not even a lockdown defender.
Dylan Brooks is the type of person where you have to, if you're gonna talk all that trash, you know, you gotta perform too.
Yeah.
But, and here's why I say that. I think it was good for the NBA. I think it was. Because everybody all buddy-buddy now. Everybody's all friendly.
What's up, different. Man? I want the NBA to get back to that too, but I wanted to get back to that with good players talking smack. We don't need anybody like when players aren't even good.
You talking smack?
When players that aren't even good, you hoop too. When players that don't even play basketball talk smack to you, it's annoying. When you have somebody that actually can hoop for real, that talks smack to you, now it pushes you. Because like, nah, man. But right now, I'm really finna turn up for real.
But here's the thing. We've seen good players. If you're a good player, you don't need to talk trash. Why? You seen stuff.
What, 90s?
The last time.
MJ was the best player on the court. He always talked trash.
MJ talked trash because they talked trash to him.
But I'm just
MJ
saying.
MJ never initiated.
But the amount of good players that talked trash back then were
good. Okay, are you saying that opposed to this generation's players, where
you just have anybody,
you have anybody talk trash? I will admit, I like Kevin Porter Jr. Kevin Porter Jr. is a good basketball player, but if you want to talk trash to Stephen Curry, and you got to back that up, because Stephen Curry really embarrassed him that game when Golden State was at Houston. That was really, really sad. But yeah, no, I give it a what would you give
C.
a C?
C.
C. See, I think it's bigger than the money.
It is.
It just is. Like, the more I read about Jaylen Brown and his heart, and what he wants to do for the community, you know, you give back. He's aware of the expectation. He's aware of what is required of him, and he's willing to put in the work. But first and foremost, it's for him, from what I've read about him, it's about making the community, the world, a better place.
It's not like he just get into the league and
he's been in the league 7 years.
So has he been? I'm, that's our dog, yo. I'm sorry.
He's on his third contract.
But have you been doing that?
But I mean, when you, Brad Stevens said he's watched him. He's watched him in Brad Stevens, right? Why are y'all looking at me like you're surprised I know his name?
Because we know you knew Brad
Stevens. But what I'm saying is, he said he's watched him. He's watched Jalen grow. He's watched him get better. And it's, and again, it's,
huh? 300 mil worth better?
Well, they seem to think, but again, okay, if you just look at it from, let's just look at it from a spiritual aspect. You know, the Lord don't have a problem putting money in your hand when he knows.
But if the Lord don't do it, it just won't get
that
done.
He's going to, but he knows, when he knows that you're not just going to covet that.
Yeah, the issue's not the money.
And I think
these guys got more money to pay. They could pay them all $300 million.
I think for him to be 26 years old, it's like he doesn't speak like what you think a 26-year-old. Like his mind, the way he thinks, and his foundation and all of those things. So
I mean, he went to Cal. He went to Cal.
But that's the NBA. I don't care if you speak good, you don't speak good.
No, you never speak good. That's the problem.
I'm worried about what you do on the court.
What you doing?
And with Tatum, with all due respect, okay, I'm not saying you can't just be trash out the court because obviously you're a representation of the Boston Celtics organization.
Right.
But still, we talking about the court. When Tatum got hurt, right? And when Tatum was healthy, they came back. They had those two games. It was game six, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Tatum got hurt, Jaylen Brown went non-existent. So you're telling me I'm paying a guy who's my number two. Mm-hmm. I'm paying him $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Well, okay, if I'm going to keep you, I'll get you in like the 280 range, but 300. 300.
I love what Jaylen Brown does. I love what he does. But with all due respect, and honestly, it's what these athletes are supposed to do. If you want to get rid of the stigma, like, you know, that people have been giving LeBron for years, shut up and dribble. You're supposed to be doing stuff like that for the community. And honestly, I think it's good that you do stuff like that for the community. But when it comes to strictly basketball, one championship, if you give somebody 300 mil, well, you're expecting them to win multiple championships.
And to your point, here's another aspect that people don't really talk about. Okay, he's in the last year of his current deal, which is he had a 4-year 106.
Yeah, he's getting like 30
then,
mil.
Then he'll get into the 300 mil.
Supermax. Yeah.
After next year's crazy money. Question is, if I think Boston really has about a 3-year, 2-3-year window.
You see, it's possible Jaylen Brown won't even be in Boston.
But who's going to take on that?
His contract?
That's like
a Russell Westbrook type situation.
Because when you think
about Russell Westbrook,
right, Jaylen Brown, there are teams out there that would
Jaylen Brown. But here's the thing though. If you think about it,
I mean, that is trash.
No, he's not trash. No, it's not. That's like Russell Westbrook. When Russell Westbrook signed that 5-year deal, the contract portion is it. Contract portion of
the 205 deal?
The 206 deal that he signed in 2016.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook, in my personal opinion, because he started that contract his last year in OKC, then you're in Houston, then you're in Washington, then you spent the last 2 years of that with the Lakers and Clippers.
Yeah. He's not the same player.
In my personal opinion, even though Russell Westbrook is not the same player that he once was, even when he was on OKC his final year, Houston, a lot of people don't talk about him, give him enough credit when he was in Houston. Granted, majority of his shots came from inside the paint, his layups and all that, free throws. But the dude still averaged 27, 8, and 8 with a prime James Harden that was averaging 36 a game. When he goes to Washington, he averages a triple-double. What I'm saying is this. Looking at it from the economic standpoint of the contract, a lot of teams didn't really take on that contract when those reports were coming out about Russell Westbrook. Saying, oh, are the Lakers trade Russell Westbrook? The whole question was, who's going to take on that contract? Because this past year, he was guaranteed that $45 million, like $47 million contract. Nobody was going to pay.
Yep.
He went to Utah. They bought him out of his contract and then signed. He made like in those like few games he played with the Clippers, he made like almost like $500,000. So my thing with Jaylen Brown is this, because Jaylen Brown is, he's 26. He signed a 5-year deal. When this contract is up, he'll be 31.
Okay.
My thing is this, I'm not wishing that he won't be as productive as he is now, but if he wasn't as productive and he gets complacent because, oh, you know, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm gonna make about 50 mil within the next 2 years. When you in your last year of that deal, right? And you see, and then 5 years from now, I dare say it will be we'll start to see $400 million contracts, probably darn near close to that, right?
Oh, we're gonna see that soon.
My thing is, if he is not as productive as he is now, who is gonna take on that contract? Because you're making $63-65 million.
What traded on? Like what year does he get traded on? Like that really depends.
Well, yeah, I know.
If he gets traded like his last 2 years,
I mean, it goes from 52 to 56 to 60 to 64, then to 69.
Because a lot of these teams, I mean, that's true. Because a lot of these teams are in rebuild mode. So at the same time, you really only got but so many teams that are contenders. We talk about the same contenders every single year.
They
got
to sign Tatum.
So Cam, what's your final word on Jaylen's contract?
He's overpaid. We're not saying that he doesn't deserve his bag. He does deserve his bag. But at the same time, and I think we all can agree that Jaylen Brown is overpaid. But we wouldn't have been mad if he had 280, 285, 290. At no more than 295,
but in that realm, 295 is 300.
Yeah, but at the same time, like
you
this went, is, it's 300.
But it's putting Jaylen him Brown, as the highest paid.
Jaylen Brown hasn't done enough to act. If you gave a guy like Jokic $300 million, okay, that's fine.
Well, Tatum's on his way. Tatum
would have had.
You gave a guy like Giannis $300 million. That's
Tatum,
fine.
They're gonna pay Tatum 350.
I would have had 280 range for Jaylen.
280, 285 range for Tatum. Exactly. So.
Okay.
That, you know, we obviously agree that Jaylen Brown is overpaid. Now, that all depends on Brad Stevens. Number one priority now is you sign Jason Tatum. What you going to do with Jason Tatum? Jason Tatum has done more than Jaylen Brown. But
enough said.
Enough said.
And he's younger.
By a year. Jason Tatum is 25. Jaylen Brown's 26. So, yeah. But that's the end of our episode, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you all take heed to this. And don't forget, you know, if you all want to do some more research on your own, you know, please feel free to do so. But yeah, we'll be back next week and hope to see you all.
It's my football season, man. It's ready.
Football season is underway. We're getting into that. We're going to get into that, you know, next week, the week after. Even baseball, playoffs are around the corner, starting to ramp up. So yeah, be on the lookout, you know, for more things, all sports. So, yeah.
And don't forget to follow share the Dad You're Wrong podcast.
Don't forget to follow Go Time Productions at Go Time PC on Instagram. And yeah. All right. Y'all have any more thoughts, comments, concerns?
No.
I think we're good.
Glad to be here.
Be safe.
Be safe, everybody. Have a great weekend. Love.